Okay. So, found a questionnaire that I'm gonna read out loud and answer out loud, just so I can get used to talking out. Yeah, talking out loud to nobody. Anyways. Hold on. Pauses. Okay. Favorite position and why? Dog? Probably like if you're sitting on a couch, like guy sitting down and girl straddling the guy. 'Cause I don't know, it's got the like depth and control that like a normal reverse cowgirl has, or yeah, reverse cowgirl words. But I feel like it's more comfortable just in general, at least for me it is. I don't know. You ever been with anyone you thought had a really big dick? If so, what was your reaction when you saw it, and how was the experience? If not, does it interest you, and do you hope to get one sometime? This is an interestingly worded question. Yes, the answer is yes. I have a friend. His actual name is Thor, and. Like I don't fucking know. Like he must have come out of the womb with this giant ass dick because like it's like he's just aptly named. Like it's a hammer. It's a fucking. It's like thick as like a soda can, and decently sized. Like I don't know. I didn't fucking measure it, but you know, it ain't tiny. Yeah, but it actually. We never got it in though. It's like I don't know, it's kind of like hard to maneuver with. So, I mean, there's the downside. But I have seen my share of like or used, I guess, my share of like what I would call, I don't know, like penises where you look at them and you're like, fuck, that is majestic. It's not even necessarily the size, it's just like a beautiful cock. It's hard to explain. Like you just look at it and you're like that is a textbook penis. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, next question. Do you give head? If so, do you enjoy deep throat? Question mark. I don't know who wrote this, but it's funny. Yes, I do give head because I'm not an evil human. Yeah, actually, I do enjoy it. Recently, I was talking to a friend, and I was just like, I need a dick in my mouth. Like, I don't know. It's been a while. Barney, go away. Sorry, my dog's. He's bored. But he's kind of interrupting me. Hello, hello. Get down. Yeah. I mean, deep throat, you can't, like, deep throat the entire time. You kind of, like, you take it down there for like a good 5 seconds, and then you can go to town. Yeah, because you have to breathe, basically. Nobody wants a chick to like choke to death on his dick. At least I would hope not. How do you feel about cum? Do you like seeing it? Ever been with the guy who shot a load and were surprised by how much? Where do you prefer? This is just like I feel like a. Okay, now I'm kind of like getting the sense that whoever wrote this is a teenager and whatever. Okay. Cum is a bodily fluid like everything else. I don't know. I don't really care either way about seeing it. I mean, it's not like vomit. Like I'd rather not see vomit. It's just like it is what it is. It's there. I don't know, whatever. My rule, I guess, is if you're not gonna come inside me, because, you know, pregnancy is bad. You can comb wherever, except for in my hair, but if you make the mess, you have to clean it up. So, like, if you come all over my tits or, like, my stomach or something, you have to go get a towel when you're done. Because, yeah, it's just, it's a gentlemanly thing to do. Okay. Yeah, I've never been surprised by a guy's load. Like, I don't fucking know. Yeah, anyways. Have you ever done anal? If so, did you like it? If not, are you interested at all? I have not done anal. I haven't even done, like, any kind of, like, ass play at all. And until, like, super recently, I was pretty much, like, dead set against it forever. Like, nothing goes in my butt. It's a one-way only, like, zone, whatever. And I think that I probably mostly still feel that way. Like, a dick is just way too big. Sorry. It's just not happening. But I also, like... Dog, what the... Okay, hold on. I have to pause. Because my dog is crazy. God damn it! Barney, what the fuck? Shh.